All right, let's jump in and talk a little bit about your health. We do this a couple of times a month with the folks from North Lakes Community Clinic right here in Park Falls. And we have massage therapist Tracy Davis and Dr. Dane with us from North Lakes. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about something that affects a lot of people, vertigo and headaches. So I guess maybe first of all, Dr. Dane or Tracy, if you want to talk, let's talk a little bit about what vertigo is, because I think if you don't have it, it's maybe you hear a lot about it, but we don't know what it is. So what exactly is vertigo?
So vertigo kind of takes in a variety of potential causes. The description really is dizziness, and dizziness that affects a person, limiting their ability to function. It can be caused by really a variety of issues, certainly including nasty things, brain tumors. Much more commonly, though, it can be caused by upper neck issues or inner ear problems or a combination of those two conditions. And that's where chiropractic and massage therapy can be helpful, very effective for helping people with vertigo. It oftentimes includes nausea. It oftentimes, occasionally, includes vomiting. It very commonly includes just that feeling of dis-ease where you don't feel like you're stable, where when you walk, you're feeling like you're leaning off towards one side, bouncing off the walls, people will describe sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as I get older, Dr. Dane, I mean, that everybody has, I guess, maybe seconds or moments of that where you move the wrong way or you sit for a while and you get up. So we're talking about kind of a prolonged and maybe a consistent situation where you're experiencing some of those symptoms that you said. Is that right?
That's correct. Lasting for hours, days, weeks, sometimes in some cases. The circumstance that you're describing that is really common as well is called orthostatic hypotension. Just basically means that your blood pressure doesn't keep up with your body position. That lasts for moments or maybe you know, a minute.
Yeah.
But vertigo is a sustained condition.
And that long term, you said that's just another phrase for we're getting old, right?
Well, it's not necessarily just older people, though we certainly see orthostatic hypotension in people who are older more often.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And of course, this kind of leads into a discussion about headaches, too, because some of the things that cause that, you're talking about the neck and the blood flow to the brain and stuff like that. Headaches, now we're talking about something that I think most people at some point experience, right?
Absolutely. It's a very, very common problem. Not always related to the neck, but very commonly related to the neck. And chiropractors see headache pain patients every single day. It's such a common problem. And massage therapists are very effective at helping loosen up the musculature that contributes to headaches as well.
Yeah, and there's so many things that can lead to headaches, but it all is kind of centered, or most of it's centered around that the blood flow getting to the brain, right?
Well, so blood flow or nerve flow. So okay. Very commonly, nerves can be stressed or irritated, especially at the base of the skull, and create headache pain, create muscle tension in the musculature of the head, certainly radiating up from the neck, but even into the jaw, into the muscles of chewing. And so it's not always a vascular problem. We think of migraine especially as a blood flow issue. And migraine is, you know, a specific subset of headaches that can have, again, a variety of causes, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how chiropractic care and massage therapy can help with this. And Tracy, maybe you want to cover the massage therapy side of it and some of the successes and things that you do to help people with vertigo and headaches.
Yes. So with all the muscles in the neck, they attach at the base of the skull, and there's a lot of fascia there too. So when that is tight, it kind of pulls on something called the periosteum, and periosteum is the saran wrap that wraps around the bones, and it has a lot of nerve endings. And when that's tight, it kind of gives you a headache-like feeling, and also can induce vertigo as well, because all that tightness is kind of tilting your head off a kilter, per se, causing the dizziness because nothing's in alignment properly. Okay. So loosening the muscles at the base of the head and down to your shoulders, because those muscles attach to your shoulders too. And oftentimes when we are stressed or we're overworking, we wear our shoulders as earrings.
I like that.
We want to bring them back down so that way you can see that beautiful neck. So loosening up the muscles around there will help alleviate the pressure off the base of the skull, and then help with the chiropractic adjustment, because if the muscles are tight and they go to adjust, it's just going to kind of have a tug-of-war feeling. You know, no one's going to let go. But if we can attack both the muscles and the bones at the same time, then you can get a longer-lasting effect, and the goal is to hopefully take care of that for you.
Yeah, not a good fashion statement to wear your shoulders as earrings, exactly. So, Dr. Dane, let's take it to another level now with chiropractic care and how you've seen the chiropractic care side of it help people also with this.
So much of what we end up seeing is dysfunction, limitation of movement. As Tracy was saying, the musculature tightens up so much it stops the movement in the vertebra. And range of motion is restricted, the ability to bend, the ability to twist is restricted. And our goal with chiropractic manipulation is to improve that movement and normalize that function so that the soft tissue, including those muscles, but especially the nerves, are normally functional. And when those nerves are normally functional, it allows for the best movement, the best flow of energy to the brain, flow of energy to the rest of the body throughout. And we especially focus on the upper neck area, although it doesn't have to be the upper neck that's causing the headaches or the vertigo for that matter. It's really the combination of issues, but the upper neck tends to become especially dysfunctional, especially contributory to the symptoms, to the pain.
Yeah, and I know there's been a lot of advancements made in helping those with migraines or severe headache issues. You know, there's always options on, you know, the drug side of it, but if there's an option to do it through chiropractic care, that's always a good first, the best first option, I would guess, right?
Correct. It's much less invasive. It isn't changing your body chemistry at all. You know, we're making changes to your body that your body appreciates and yeah. wants and, yeah. And works towards. Yeah. We reduce essentially the interference to the normal function. And chiropractic is one of the best ways, and massage therapy absolutely the best ways to do that in a natural way.
Yeah, your body doesn't want to wear shoulders as earrings. That's right. So if folks have any questions, Dr. Dane or Tracy, they can always reach out to you at North Lakes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. 762-2950 is the phone number down there. If vertigo, headaches are a problem you have, give a call to North Lakes and have a discussion about making your quality of life, because there's nothing more, well, there is a few things, but waking up in the morning and having that headache is just, it's paralyzing for a lot of people, Dr. Dane, and I'm sure you've run into it many times where people, they can't function, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dr. Dane and Tracy. Thank you for your time today. We appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Dane down at North Lakes Community Clinic, massage therapist Tracy Davis. They join us a couple times a month to talk about various aspects of your health. You can reach them at 762-2950.